Locker Room Chats, one final time this week for the football season here on KNCA. I'm Brandon Tam, and we're joined by Hiawatha football coach, that is Michael Downard, brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. The Redhawks will have a Week 9 game at home against Wichita Trinity to wrap up their season this week. But a little bit to dissect, Coach, before we dive into that matchup. I know early on in the campaign there were certainly some injuries and some shuffling of some players that kind of made some things tough early. Very difficult schedule in district as always, but as you kind of have a little bit of time to dissect and reflect on the regular season portion of the schedule, what kind of just jumps out at you?
Well, we had some younger guys come along, you know, Lane Kessler, Taken Diller. Those guys are sophomores that have done a nice job. You know, some of our juniors as well. You know, we're going to miss those guys that we're losing, but, you know, the future, we are still excited for the future, and I hope the community is as well. So, you know, like you said, some injuries just overall, not the season we wanted by any means, but, you know, proud of the guys that have come and showed up every day and have worked hard and have continued to do what we ask of them. So, you know, proud of those guys as they have continued throughout the year.
You mentioned the mindset is kind of still good with everyone who's been able to stay healthy and play for you each and every week. And even though the wins may not be there week in and week out, you certainly can probably still see some growth. You saw some names, or you mentioned some names in terms of like some of those sophomores that are going to be vital to the program here in a couple years. But even though the wins aren't there, I'm sure you could still see that success week in and week out and just kind of the growth and maturity.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, we've been getting after it after practice, and you know, I know we don't always see it on the film on the game on Friday nights, but you know, we flip on the film and there's positives there. There's some good things there that we've been doing. You know, some of our guys, that's the whole goal, you know, get better every week. And you know, we've had to change some things where it doesn't look like we've gotten a lot better, but you know, our line play has been better. You know, like I mentioned, some of these sophomores have absolutely gotten better. Some of the juniors as well have absolutely gotten better. So, I know, you know, Friday nights don't really reflect it, but at practice, you know, they've been doing a nice job and film. There's things there that we can find positives in.
Hiawatha football coach Michael Downer joining us, brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. We'll take a timeout, come back, and talk about the Week 9 matchup against Wichita Trinity. That's after a timeout here on KNCA. One final time, our conversation with Hiawatha football coach Michael Downer, brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. Redhawks getting set for their final game of the season coming up on Friday against Wichita Trinity in a Week 9 tilt. Game you can watch on the Hiawatha channel, of course, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, what stands out about Wichita Trinity?
Well, you know, we played these guys last year at this time. They had a really good quarterback, really good receiver. You know, their skill guys overall are really good, and they're going to be tough to slow down. So same kind of premise as last year versus this year. They got the skill guys. They want to throw the ball around. They do run it a little bit more, it seems, this year. They scheme it a little bit better for him as far as quarterback runs. They're a good team. You know, they're going to be tough to beat, no doubt about it. We got to keep the ball in front of us and slow the game down a little bit. You know, offensively, we haven't played very well, I think, in the last couple games. We've got some yards. You know, we've moved the ball from time to time, but the consistency to drive down the field needs to improve, and I'm hoping we can do that, display that a little bit better on Friday night.
Do you see this final game as an opportunity to kind of mess with some things? And I don't mean mess with some things, but like maybe tinker a little bit. Do you implement some new plays, try some new things, or are you just trying to maybe potentially see some growth for the future? Or is it pretty much the same for you?
Oh, it's most part the same, but like you mentioned, I think we got a few things in the playbook that we can kind of open it up here a little bit, maybe try a guy or two at a new position, kind of looking towards the future, see what things look like. You know, it's the staff. Those are things we've all talked about this week and, you know, going into last week as a staff. You know, what do we want to see from our younger guys, and what are maybe some fun wrinkles we could incorporate on the offensive side of the ball, maybe to spice it up as well.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys and expectations for this final game against Wichita Trinity.
Sure. You know, defensively, like I mentioned, got to keep the ball in front. Need to slow them down. Need to be able to tackle. You know, they're going to be tough to bring down in open space, open field. So we've talked a lot about that. You know, offensively, need to continue to play well. Need to play a little bit better up front. Continue to hammer, you know, our inside run plays. You know, hopefully we can air it out a little bit more. We'll see what the weather brings on Friday, but maybe get a few deep shots as well, try to loosen them up. So I think as long as we can move the ball offensively, we'll be okay.
There it is. One final time, Hiawatha football coach Michael Downard, brought to you by Carl's Body Shop, Red Hawks, and Wichita Trinity, to wrap up the 2023 season on Friday night at Hiawatha. Of course, the ball game you can watch on the Hiawatha channel. Coach, again, thanks for the time throughout the course of the year. Good luck on Friday.
Absolutely. Thanks.